Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals, only at Smoothie King. Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
What was your take on just how far this went? Because initially, when I heard, you know, what she was saying, they were kind of, you know, kind of felt like off the cuff comments, and she shouldn't be doing it by any means. And that in itself is bad. But then when it went all the way to the Facebook page story,
oh man,
that to me just took it to a whole new level of wrong. It was like, this isn't just some, you know, kind of Karen-esque type character that just likes to spout her mouth off here and there. She actually influenced a juror being allowed to be a juror on this trial. Got one removed.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's another, oh my God, move. There's a long list of things that if just one of these things in this filing is true, and I have no reason to believe it is not, it would be cause for a real retrial. My question now to you is, okay, so this woman did these things. What happens to her? What are the repercussions for Rebecca Hill if, in fact, everything in this affidavit is accurate? Because this seems like quite a crime.
Dude, Tony, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so it brings up the first question. So if it gets to the stage where, again, I get all excited when I'm talking, so I leave the track that I was on. So, you know, again, they stayed the appellate case. It's getting kicked back down to the trial court because the trial court does lose jurisdiction of the case once it goes up to appeal. Like after 30 days, that's why that 30 days. However, in South Carolina, they do have this statute that allows for after discovered evidence that it gives them a year if they discover something, and it all has to take place down at the trial court level. So Newman still has to say, okay, I'm giving you leave of court to file it. I think that he will. And he still basically at that point, they're going to go in and they're going to argue, and they're going to argue this motion, and they're going to say, you have to give us an evidentiary hearing. So let's assume that takes place. Here's the real question. What does Becky Hill do?
Yeah.
Does she take the fifth? Because you're absolutely right. Jury tampering is an absolute crime. It's a prison type crime.
Like, yeah.
It's not a slap on the wrist type crime. It's not, it's a felony. So at least it is in Illinois. So she's going to have to think long and hard with her attorney. What do I do? Because if she gets up on the stand and she takes the fifth, it's basically an admission that everything in the affidavits is true. And if she doesn't, then she's either going to have to lie.
Yeah.
Or she's going to have to try to explain it in the way that you just tried to explain it. Well, you know, these are just some off the cuff statements I made. These are, you know, they're trying to frame it in a way that, you know, I had him cornered in a room and was pointing my finger. Don't let him fool you. He's a huge lie. You know, it wasn't like that. It was just things that I said in passing.
Yeah.
You know, use your brains, you know, like just look at everything, you know, just be aware, you know, those kind of things. But then when you get down to that Facebook thing where she actually was making up posts and lied to the judge.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, it's, I don't know what she's going to do, because that is the biggest question. Does she take the fifth? If she takes the fifth, it's done. He's getting a new trial because she's admitted it. If she's saying, I can't say anything on the stand because I'm going to incriminate myself, it tells you all you need to know about the truth in the affidavits. Now, if she decides to go for it and says, okay, I think I can handle these questions, you know, this is all harmless, and I think I can explain it all the way. Well, I mean, we're going to find out. But if it comes down, you know, and she would be arrested just like anybody else, and she'd be presumed innocent. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it's super unusual because her case is being tried in the court already. You know what I mean? It's like, we're going to be seeing evidence. There's going to be sworn testimony that can be used in a criminal trial down the road. So everything is intertwined, man. It's, this case is the craziest case I've ever seen. I've been actively watching trials forever, and this one just takes the cake because of everything. It's just so huge, and there's just so many tentacles that it's like, it's never ending. You know, you think it's over, and then this thing explodes. You know, because I mean, people are like, oh, Putin, Griffin want to make money. That's why they're doing it. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm like, the appeals is going to go on for 10 years. This thing is like never done until it's done. You know what I mean? It's always going to pop up every couple of years. We'll hear a story about it, you know, but like explosive stuff like this is just insane, man.
And so much of it on one case. That's,
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And it's not just this case. It's like, you still, you know, I mean, with the financial cases and then the Stephen Smith case, and then you've got it's like never ending. It's like there's just so much going on. And it's on Twitter today, people were like, hey, you know, you just don't you don't understand the low country, man. It's a different world down here. And like the corruptions, I'm like, man, I live in Chicago. We had two governors go to prison. You know, we had Mayor Daley and then another Mayor Daley, both for a really long time. I know what corruption is, you know, I mean, it's one of those things in, you know, Chicago that is just well-founded that we're probably one of the most corrupt cities on the planet.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.